do hope that we can spread this to others, whether it's women physicians across the country or it's just others in general. It doesn't have to be physicians, but I hope that we can be the example that shows them how much taking some time for yourself and singing can do for you.
I've learned more and more over the pandemic and even before in medicine and with my patients, like everybody has their story. You don't know what's going on with other people, but I think it's really important to, no matter what you're going through, if you can find some kind of an outlet like we have for singing and finding your supportive community, I think it can make a huge difference.
Welcome to the Rock Docs podcast, a podcast about the female physician choirs of Voices Rock Canada. In this podcast series, we share how we found a powerful and unexpected remedy to burnout through singing, our community, and our big-hearted and hilarious artistic director, Anthony Bastianin. Hello and welcome. In this episode, I interview Dr. Susan Tuin, an emergency and palliative care physician. In this episode, you get the origin story of Voices Rock Medicine and Voices Rock Connect, as Susan was really the one who started it all. Susan had the vision to start Voices Rock Medicine and approached founder Cheryl Bauer with the idea after seeing how much her daughter and husband loved being a part of the Voices Rock Kids and Voices Rock Ensemble choirs. Over the past 2 years, Susan has been an incredible leader and has poured so much into creating a really special, tight-knit, and welcoming community, one that simply could not have existed without her. So please enjoy this conversation with Susan and stick around to hear a clip of one of Susan's favorite Voices Rock songs. So welcome, Susan. I am so, so excited to have you on the show. You know this, but initially I had decided to cap things at 5 interviews. I thought that was enough. And initially I had asked you, of course, if you wanted to do an interview. And in classic Susan form, you said, oh no, let somebody else do it. I think you didn't want to take the spotlight or be the center of attention. But when I finished the 5, it didn't feel complete. I had to interview you. So anyways, I'm so, so excited to hear your thoughts about choir, because you're really the one who started it all and have obviously been such a huge part of why choir is what it is today. So if it's okay, if we can just go back to the beginning, can you tell me a bit about how this all started, how you got the idea to start this choir?
Well, thank you so much, Kara, for having me to start off. And I'm thrilled to be able to share some of the passion and excitement that I have around choir with you and others. Several years ago, my daughter joined Voices Rock Kids Choir. We got to go to her concert, see her perform for some charity events at Hall and Blurview, as Cheryl has a real passion for helping others. And then she started to come home and tell my husband, Justin, that, Daddy, there's going to be a choir, and he loves singing all the time at home. So she convinced him to go and give a shot with the adult rock choir. And so he joined, and I got to then start to go to both of their concerts and watch them, and they were always so much fun, and they both loved practicing their music at home and both loved to do solos, unlike me, and that was really fun hearing them practice with that and trying out for them. So fast forward a bit to 2018, when I had some changes that happened with just my job situation, and just started to realize that with the busyness of medicine, little kids around, but they were getting a little bit older, that it was really time that I was able to find something for myself to get some balance. I'd always tried to balance a bit with exercising and things like that, but didn't have time for any hobbies. So I tried to join Voices Rock Ensemble, which is the adult choir. And we just realized that 2 of us out of the house in one night was going to be a little too challenging. And I had this thought about my colleagues in medicine, and it just came to me that would be an easy way to reach out to people to see if they would be interested in singing in a group, as opposed to finding a group that I could join. So I then went on and approached Cheryl Bauer, who's the founder of Voices Rock Canada. And she's always so enthusiastic and willing to hear about new ideas. And she said, let's set up a meeting with Anthony. And so then Anthony, Cheryl, and I had a good sit down. That was a tricky conversation. I just remember him looking at me and he asked lots of great questions, trying to see how this could actually work. So I left the meeting not feeling really good about this happening. He was very kind, but just a lot of questions about would all these doctors really come to practice once a week and want to do this, and could you find these people? And then they ended up giving the okay for me to have a go at it. So from there, just sent out lots of emails to my friends in medicine and colleagues that spread the word, posted about it a bit in our little group on social media, and it was amazing. They took the risk to do it and took a chance, and then it came to be.
It's interesting to hear you talk about the early days, because that was a while ago now, and now I think our choir has just become this whole big thing that means so much to a lot of people. And so I'm curious, did you anticipate that you were going to create something that had so many ripple down effects for so many people, right? It's not just our choir, but also outside of our choirs.
Yes, I never imagined that. I just pictured seeing what Maddie and Justin and the other choirs had done and how much joy they got out of it. I was really happy to be able to have others join and find some excitement around it, find some balance with it, find something that would lift them up, bring them some joy too. And I do think it did that, but I never imagined the sense of community that we would get out of this choir. I just feel like we're one big family, one big supportive family. And even though we've been more online more than we've been in person, I just feel like it's unbelievable just what's come out of it. And I'm so proud of everyone who's in it and what we've been able to do. I think that we've done many meaningful things, like for others, which is definitely something that's really important to me. We've been able to support each other through many ups and downs, the pandemic being a huge one. There's been different losses throughout that for people, other challenges, whether it's actually with work and at different waves of the pandemic, or with family, with health. And I'm just so excited that everyone in our group and in the Connect group, the online group as well, we're just really excited to be there, very excited to share our music. And I think that there's a lot that we can do through music. I do think that music is medicine for the soul. I think music just helps in so many ways with your health, the way that we feel after singing, and anyone can sing and join a group and find this sort of thing. And I think the fact that we can be example for our kids, our families, and others in the community that they can do that, I think it's wonderful. And it's just very exciting every week that we can meet. And you just never know what Anthony will pull out or what will our next little project will be. And just the enthusiasm, and I guess all of us were just so used to with medicine, digging in and doing more than we probably have time for. But I just think that we can really do a lot. And I hope that, like, I mean, my little dream or vision for this choir, which I just gently nudge Anthony or Cheryl here and there, is I do hope that we can spread this to others, whether it's women physicians across the country or whether it's just more people in the area or it's just others in general. It doesn't have to be physicians, but I hope that we can be the example that shows them how much taking some time for yourself and singing can do for you.
Yeah, I think that's such a good point, because although this podcasts that we're doing and the choir is about women physicians, the themes are universal, right? You know, we do share that commonality of being quite busy. And I think just the medical culture being people who tend to, you know, very much want to help and do for others, not always then taking care of ourselves. Those things exist obviously outside of medicine too. I think it's just we're kind of a little concentrated group where a lot of us have struggled with those similar things. And of course, particularly during the pandemic, that has just become so heightened and so obvious. And so I think we're this little example how a choir, which seems like, it doesn't seem not silly, but it seems like a small thing, but it's not. It really has had this very, very profound impact on us. And I agree with you that the arts can do that for everybody, right? The arts and everything that choir is about, the community too, it's universal. Susan, is there a moment for you that really sticks out, a powerful moment from our experience in choir?
Oh, that's a very good question. There are several things that I just think about and just make me smile, and just so many good memories. And I'm so hopeful right now that we'll have some moments even in the next few months with hopefully a concert and all of those sorts of things. I think the biggest moment for me that still sticks in my mind is that first concert that we did. That was just so exciting to be able to sing for our families and all be up there together. I remember the little bit of panic or nerves that we were all kind of feeling right before going out, many people studying their music just to make sure we get those lyrics. Well, and then I went out on stage and the church was full, and just getting up there and singing together, seeing my family and my parents, my kids, my husband, and lots of other colleagues and people that I knew out there. And it was just really exciting. And it just was a wow, this actually worked, and this is actually happening. And so I think that was, from the in-person point of view, that was one of the moments that I'll never forget. And then, of course, like the great large proportion of our rehearsals since the pandemic started were online. And I think the big moment there with the initial choir would be the Rise Again video. But I think the biggest moment for me was when Anthony actually showed it to us on Zoom. And that was something where my family is from the East Coast, and we go back to Cape Breton every year to our cottage. And that song has just, it's been just one that I've always known. And when the pandemic, like right away when it started and it was so, everything was uncertain, I played it a bit, and then my husband was like, you guys should do that song. And so I sent it to Anthony, and then he never wrote me back because he gets sent so many suggestions. So it's, everyone has lots of ideas about songs for sure. And he welcomes that for sure. But then he showed it on that one Zoom meet back in probably late March or the first week of April of 2020. I remember having to turn off my camera and just the emotions. And then also, of course, when he put our video together, when we all sang it, and that was just so emotional too. And yeah, that was a huge moment, and it brought a lot of comfort, and it was brought a lot of excitement that we would be able to share that with a lot of people. So I think that was a really big moment. And then there's been so many really important moments too, like with the Voices Rock Connect group. I haven't met any of them in person yet, but we've been going for over a year. And some medical officers of health on there. They're just certain days and like sharing certain things where you're just like, wow, there's just been some real moments of, or people with their families or different things like that. And you realize with singing and being able to have that sense of community, even online, and knowing that we all get it based on being in medicine and the challenges we have there. I just think the support with that group too has been really meaningful.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to do some quick fire questions? Yeah. Okay. So favorite video that we've ever put together and why?
I would have to say Rise Again. It just was so powerful and at the right time. I remember standing outside of the Leaside Arena too, all spaced out. And like, I think you had your two kids and Christine had her two kids. And I was in a lab coat in the middle, what it was like March or whatever. And yeah, that was a special moment. Even just, it was weird even just seeing each other and standing separate. But yeah, I just think that video, because it certainly helped me, and I think the rest of us, and a lot of other people.
Great. Okay. Top three songs that we've ever sung.
Landslide, for sure. That one was really challenging to learn. I remember the first rehearsals and stuff going through it, and I think people really being like, whoa, this is hard work. But once we got it, and with Christine singing that solo and Susan during the concert, beautiful. And the Connect group has just done it as well. And Anthony is putting it together as a recording. So I got to revisit that and actually found a lot more meaning in the words, thinking about it in retrospect. I think I was just trying to learn it. It was difficult at first. The second time I really looked at the words, and I won't go right into it, but just landslide, whether it's like medicine, pandemic, and the words are very meaningful to me now. So it's very special.
Yeah, that made me think as well. One very cool thing is I love how Anthony will teach us a song, but he'll introduce the meaning and kind of break it down, not just in terms of musically, but just the meaning and the story behind the song. Like he's done that with Blackbird and many of the songs that we sing, not all of them, but That's another really cool thing that I love about being in choir.
Absolutely. I agree. I think it just having meaning like that behind a song when you're singing it, just people can see if the song means something to you, it comes out differently.
Yeah, great. So you said Landslide was your first.
Oh yeah, Landslide. Number two, I loved the Book of Love song for sure. That was one that I remember even when I introduced it at our concert, I talked about Dr. Alana Frick and her kind of Book of Love. And so, yeah, I think that's a beautiful one. Jen did a beautiful solo in that one too. So I would say that one. And then definitely after that, I would say Fight Song would be my other favorite. Every time we sing it, it just elevates me right up. I love it when we've been able to sing it in person. And then we also did a recording of this one from the Voices Rock Connect group as well. And I think they loved it too. And it was just at the perfect time in the pandemic where we just had to keep going and had a lot of meaning that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are all great ones. What about your favorite memory from our open mics?
I would say we just had an open mic last night for the virtual choir. And I'll have to share the video with you another time, but this one was really special because my younger daughter, who's now in grade 3 and was able to join the kids choir this year, is so excited by singing and doing all these things. So she helped me pick this song. We did the song Lollipop, the old song, and we put together kind of costumes for it and our plan for it. And it was a full family affair. We did spent like a good chunk of the Saturday doing it just because it took a few takes. But that was a lot of fun just to have our whole family involved. My husband even did the bum bum part of it. And so that was lots of fun. I've always done it with my family because I'm scared to sing by myself for the most part. I did take a little bit of a risk last spring. I guess this would have been my other favorite when a friend of mine from Nova Scotia played the violin and we used one of those online apps and I did the same. So I did sing on my own for that one and it was for the song for the Myra. And so that one was special that I was able to have a little more courage and sing with some accompaniment.
Yeah, no, that's great. I think you and I have talked about that before that I think those recordings have been really helpful for people to be able to do things like that. And then you get more comfort with it. And so I remember you saying that, like, I'm gonna do it with my family for now. And then
yeah. So we'll see what happens. Soon we're going to be able to do the in-person open mics. I'm not sure if I'll ever get, we'll see. That'll be my next goal is to get in front of people. But I know you can do it. So I think you're very brave.
Oh my gosh. Well, as you know, that was not me at the beginning of choir. So that's been one of the things I'm very grateful, the exposure therapy through choir. Okay, I'm just realizing.
And a supportive group.
So, yeah, for sure. For sure. So one thing that I've found is that choir has had this downstream effect in a lot of other areas of my life. And I've heard other people talk about that too. And I'm curious for you, Susan, how choir might have had maybe some unexpected benefits to you or how it might be impacting other areas of your life in general.
Wow. Yes, I definitely agree with that. Just a little bit of background information. Not everybody knows, although now when the choir members are seeing me in person, they can likely have an idea of what's going on. But I was actually diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2004. And I've done really well early on for sure. I was actually in second year of medical school when that came about. And I've had great help from my neurologist and other people involved in my care and basically just put it aside and went ahead with my career, my family, my kids, everything. And unfortunately, in the last 5 or so years, some changes have happened, and specifically with my gait, my left leg is pretty weak. And unfortunately, I would say one of my bigger pandemic issues is that I had an exacerbation or, you know, worsening of my disease right around when the pandemic started, and my gait just became a lot worse. I've been working as a community-based palliative care physician, so it definitely became challenging with navigating stairs at people's homes and different things when I was doing visits. I think just the choir has been huge for me in this regard with these changes and reflecting back on one of our songs, Landslide. This has been a bit of my landslide in the past little bit, along with, of course, how other people have been affected by the pandemic. Multiple sclerosis has come into play more for me, and it's been a bit of a landslide with forcing me to make some changes. And just having something else that I can focus my energy on, trying to take better care of myself for sure. And this is one of the ways that I can do that, with choir and with having some just mindfulness time and being able to just try to sing, relax. It really helps to kind of balance things out. But there's been a big loss for me, a loss in my ability to physically do things with my kids, do the kind of medicine that I have done in the past, like emergency medicine and even the palliative care home visits, with having difficulty with stairs, etc. And that it's been a very big loss, and just like a change of identity in that way, with having to make these changes. And as Lance says, I've been afraid of changing, and I really identify with that. But seeing the women in our group every week, whether in person or on Zoom, just keeps me connected to the medical community and has been huge with just giving me something to focus on instead of the disease and the changes that have had to happen. It's allowed me to just put things in a little bit more perspective and keep going and shifting things to something very enjoyable for sure when other things seem a bit overwhelming and disappointing, to say the least. So I think that the loss that I felt, I've been able to channel other energies to try to gain things through choir and try to help other people gain things too, which definitely makes me feel more at peace with these changes.
Yeah. You've had a lot of change that has, I'm sure, felt, you know, incredibly out of your control. And the fact that you've pivoted toward this and been able to create something so wonderful for yourself, but also for so many of us, is pretty incredible.
It really, like, music and this singing has been medicine for my soul and just incredible. It allows me to reflect on things. I just feel so much better after singing, and just knowing that with the community and the group, I just know what a safe place it is to be in. And I think others have found that as well, and for different reasons, but it's really been so meaningful and so important to me, like just truly important over the past bit to have this to look forward to and to be a part of.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. You know, I have felt that very often, actually, that choir has been the one thing that one kind of island of joy and control and fun and just all of that when things have been pretty tough in the past few years. So thank you for creating this and for being so open and sharing about that too, because I know that that's not typically your personality to share things that, I think, mostly, to be honest, to burden other people. That's always been my sense. You don't like to put things on other people, and it's, you're always about giving and doing for others. So thank you.
Thanks for letting me share. It's not something I've told to that many people. This is just a next stage, and I'm ready to accept it as part of my identity or what I've been dealt. And I've learned more and more over the pandemic and even before in medicine and with my patients, like, everybody has their story for sure. You don't know what's going on with other people, but I think it's really important to, no matter what you're going through, if you can find some kind of an outlet like we have for singing and finding your supportive community, I think it can make a huge difference in physical, mental health, many areas of your life. So I'm very thankful that we have this together.
100%. So I would love to just ask if you have any thoughts for people who might be hesitating, not so sure that they can maybe fit into their lives or that this is the right fit for them. What would you like to say to any of those people who might be listening?
I would like to say that if there's any way that you can give it a try, go for it. I think it's so important that we do something for ourselves. We're always giving to others, especially in medicine. But I just think for everyone, it's just so important to be able to give something for yourself and to find your community. In terms of singing in a choir like this, the biggest thing I get is I just can't sing. And Anthony always says that anyone can sing and he can teach you how to read the music or how to follow the music and sing. And for me, the fact that especially when we're in person, but even if we're not, and listening to Denise's beautiful recordings, you can just blend in with the people around you and get more confident as you go with the music. So I 100% agree that you don't have to have any experience, and it is so worth it if you can give it a go.
Agreed. Okay, Susan, any final words, anything before we finish up that you wanted to share?
Thank you so much for having me on here, Kara, and allowing me to tell a little bit about my story in choir. And I just want to thank all the women physicians who have taken this chance to give it a try and who come every week. And this just personally for me has been so helpful for me finding balance, finding health in my life. It really has helped. And I'm just so appreciative. People are often thanking me so much for doing this and for the time that I put into this or for starting this. But honestly, I thank all of you so much. This is such an important thing in my life. It's my honestly passion right now. And it's allowed me to just fill my bucket, find happiness when it's been a challenging time, and both professionally and personally. And yeah, I just really want to thank everybody. Don't thank me, I thank you. And you have no idea how much it means to me that you're on board and you're there with me.
Mm. Well, so I have to say that's, again, very classic Susan, just so humble and so, like, you know, you're an amazing leader, but so quietly and not ever wanting any thanks. And I won't embarrass you, because I know if I go into things too much that I might I might embarrass you. But I mean, really, yes, you started the choir. But I think if you asked every single person in our choir, they would say how much you have cultivated this place that is so welcoming and so inclusive and so fun. And, you know, you've really set the tone for all of us. And I don't think it could have existed in the way that it does without you. So thank you, Susan.
That means a lot. Thank you so much.
Thanks for taking a listen to this episode. If you are a woman physician, Voices Rock Medicine is the in-person choir that meets in Toronto, and Voices Rock Connect is a virtual option that has members logging in from all over the world. If you are not a woman physician and you live in the Greater Toronto area, you can check out Voices Rock Ensemble if you are 18 or older, Voices Rock Prime if you are 65 plus, or Voices Rock Kids if you are in grade 3 through 12. Learn more about Voices Rock and how to join the Voices Rock community by clicking on the link in the description or by visiting voicesrockcanada.com.